Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Good morning. For today's Coffee at KYUK, we have host Katie Basil and guest Tracy from Windy Willows. You're on, Katie.
Iris.
Hi.
Good morning. May 22nd, Governor Dunleavy lifted all health mandates, allowing businesses around the state to open at full capacity. While Dunleavy recommends that people continue practicing social distancing, mask wearing, frequent hand washing, and disinfecting, he left it up to business owners to decide how to enforce these recommendations within their own establishments. Here to talk with us about running a business through the pandemic is Tracy Wilbanks of Windy Willow Hair and Nail Salon in Bethel. Not only has she managed to keep her business afloat during the pandemic,
sorry about that, we lost Katie.
That's okay.
Sunrise come down as seen when they hit the...
Okay, Iris, am I back on?
Hi, Katie, you're on, but we lost
you. All right.
About that. You're on, Katie.
Hi. Hi, Tracy. Hi, Tracy. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for joining us. I'm going to jump right in here.
Okay.
You reopened your hair salon on April 27th at limited capacity after 5 weeks of mandatory closures. How did you manage to keep your business afloat during that five-week period?
Well, I was in the process of relocating, so it gave us a little more time to get settled in and finish up our remodeling so that we could open. So that's what we were doing during the five-week shutdown.
So you had actually planned to be closed during that time and move?
Well, we were going to open up part of the salon so that I could work, but the governor saw different, so it just gave us a little time to take our time to get it finished. So it worked out.
Good. That's fortunate timing. Were you eligible for any small business COVID relief loans or grants?
I was.
That's great. And so you were able to apply through the process and get funding to kind of help out?
Yeah. Yes, I was.
And so you moved to a new location and expanded your salon. Can you kind of talk about that? Where are you located now, and what's the difference between your salon now compared to before?
Well, I am now located in City Sub. I was granted permission by the planning, Bethel Planning Committee, to reopen in City Sub. And I have a much larger space. better parking, more windows. So it's been awesome. It's been awesome. So when I opened for April 27th, right as the governor said we were going to be able to open, I had almost 70 requests for services. So that was a little scary because you kind of have to orchestrate all of that with all the regulations and things that were required in order for us to open. So that was a little challenging and a little scary. But I had some fabulous girls willing to help me. So we opened up and got them all done with our 6-foot distancing and all our extra capes and gloves and hand sanitizer and Clorox wipes. And
wow.
But the city of Bethel or the people of our area were so happy, you know, to get to come in and be refreshed, I think. So right. Everybody was patient and willing to take time. So that was good.
So were you able to get all 70 requests in
away? We were. I now have a tanning bed here, so some of those 70 were people wanting to tan. And we had to get the footpath straight, you know, so that we wouldn't have more than 10 people. And everybody was just willing to wait. So we got them all in, and everybody seemed happy and so glad to see each other. It was really awesome. It was really awesome.
That's great.
The laughter, the chatter, after being, you know, isolated and quarantined for 5 weeks.
Yeah, and so you mentioned gloves and Clorox wipes and 6 feet of distance. What other safety precautions are you taking to limit the spread of COVID-19?
Of course, we started out, you know, with the mask and the gloves and the wipes and, you know, wiping everything down and, you know, limited number of people to interact with and washing our capes. I had to have more capes. I had to have more aprons. The washing machine went nonstop just to keep up with everything. And then, you know, you have to have more capes, but there's no capes in the whole United States to order. Gloves were sold out. Hand sanitizers were sold out. So we looked up ways to make it and different, you know, types to make sure we had everything we needed on hand. So it was a little bit of a challenge, but it was good.
And it was capes, so that's what when you sit down in the chair to get your hair cut, you get
right
in the cape. Is that what you're talking about?
Right.
And so what's the regulation that's different now with the cape than before?
They don't always really get soiled or dirty, but just to take extra precautions, it was one per person, you know. And our aprons, you know, we changed those, and our gloves, and
wow. So you've got to do, it sounds like, a lot of laundry.
Yeah, and I ordered like 12 more capes, so it was a little more expensive to get started, you know, plus I had a couple of operators helping me, so I had to make sure they were all had what they needed and, you know, just to keep it all going.
Yeah. So last Friday, mm-hmm. the governor lifted all mandates on businesses. How has that changed the way you're running your business now since reopening on April 27th?
We're still doing pretty much everything we were doing through the mandate as far as just keeping things. It's just a good extra precaution, really. You know, we get busy in life sometimes and kind of overlook those things, but you know, having people wash their hands the minute they walk in and just keeping everything, being conscious to keep everything wiped down in a busy day, in a busy atmosphere. You know, we're not, when they come in, they don't have to wear their mask, but we generally work behind the customer, not in front of the customer for the most part. So we feel like that's, you know, that's okay. But we do check everybody, you know, make sure they, you know, we have little questions that we ask. But most of the people, for the most part, we know, you know, or we know they haven't been anywhere or whatever. So we try to mm-hmm. follow those mandates the best we can to keep everybody safe and feel safe. I think that's the most important thing.
Right, right. And so with your expanded salon, can you talk about, did you expand services also?
Yes. I have a tanning bed now, and I have a little retail area where I offer things that, you know, you can purchase for gifts and hair products. So I've got more room for that now. Facial waxing, and in the future we hope to offer ear piercing and eyelashes and possibly facials because I have more space. So, along with hair and nails and pedicures.
Excellent.
So, we're busy.
That's busy is good.
Yeah.
So the initial response, it sounded like, was huge from your clientele. You had 70 calls that first week. Has business kept up since then?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's been awesome.
Good to hear. We also invited Stan from Stan's Barbershop on this morning, but he wasn't available. He was happy to hear that you would be on air, and I got the sense that you both really support each other.
Yeah.
What are some ways that small businesses have supported each other through the pandemic or maybe even before the pandemic?
Well, I know, like with Stan, from the day one that I talked to him about opening a salon, he was very supportive and encouraging for me to do it because there's plenty of people here to be serviced, and there was a need for that. And we have loaned each other stuff. And, like, during this whole shutdown, you know, Stan would send me a text, you know, how's it going? Or our first day back to work, he's like, man, I was tired. How about you? And I'm like, yeah, it was busy. Stan is great. He's a monument in this town, you know, a historian. Everybody knows Stan. And I hope to one day they can say the same thing about the Lindy Willow. So,
sticking around.
Yeah, I think so. When I ordered my equipment, it was sent on two pallets. And the one that showed up at Span Alaska had no address on it. So they Googled Bethel and found Stan, and he gave my address and name and phone number so that all my stuff could be sent to me properly. So that was pretty awesome. He's an awesome man.
That's great. And yeah. I've heard that he's celebrating 30 years of being a barber this summer.
Yeah.
So. We'll have
pretty
to get
amazing.
Some stories out of him.
Absolutely.
In general, have you felt supported by the community in opening a salon and also, you know, reopening and sustaining through the pandemic?
I have. And I have to say I love Bethel and I love all the people. That's what I missed the most when in the 5 weeks we were shut down was all the fun conversations and stories and laughter and and then when I applied to relocate, it was standing room only in the planning committee meeting that night, for people supporting me, which was overwhelming to me to have that kind of support, from the community. And I'm grateful for that. Pretty
awesome to hear. What else can our community, excuse me, do to help to support small businesses during this time? You know, businesses are opening again and the economy is starting to pick up, but we've got a long ways to go. So what
yes,
can
we
do?
I would just say shop local as much as you can, you know, because that just gives back to our community. I'd love to see the Saturday market open up, you know. I think everybody's missed that. I hear a lot of that. But yeah, just support your local people. It's mm-hmm. here, you know. We have a lot to offer in Bethel. And that's what keeps it going, and makes it possible, you know.
And I understand you also received a Best in the West grant. that's kind of another unique thing about this community is there is that opportunity to get support.
Yes.
Up front. How did that help you?
I was already established when I applied for it, so my business was already running, but it helped me to, well, I was able to buy some retail for the shop, and my electronics that I needed. It was a real leg up for me. Mm-hmm. And it is an opportunity for anybody who wants to do a business, and it's awesome. I mean, it's mm-hmm. It's awesome. It's an awesome opportunity, and I highly recommend if you have a job idea, something you want to do, apply for the best in the West. I mean, it's there to help the community, and it's amazing. It was a blessing for me, so very thankful for that.
Tracy, we just have a few seconds left. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to share that. And I thank Bethel for their open arms.
Thank you so much, Tracy. That was Tracy Wilbanks of the Windy Willow Hair and Nail Salon in Bethel. And she was talking a bit about opening a business and keeping a business open through the pandemic. And just a reminder that each weekday, we're hosting people from the community on to talk about how we can support each other through this time. And Iris, I'll throw it back to you.
Thank you, Katie and Tracy. This ends Coffee at KYUK.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK. To discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.
This city is my city. And I love it. Yeah, I love
Hi, I'm Elijah Miller from Bethel, and you're listening to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.